The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. At this same time every day, Mondays through Fridays, the Refreshment Club comes to you, bringing you good fun, good cheer, good music. We hope that these meetings, like frosty bottles of Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator, leave you happily refreshed.
Oh, boy, we're going to have a coffee today.
The Refreshment Club will come to order. The roll call starts the meeting. Clark Dennis.
Howdy.
Helen Jane Belkey.
Hello.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
The meeting is yours, Don.
All right, now let's begin our little daily ritual together, should we? All right, get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Now, pour out the Coca-Cola. And refresh yourself. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, first call for refreshment by Walter Blaufuss and the refreshmenteers is the Continental from the Gay Divorcee. Continent. That'll be right around here somewhere.
What are you doing, Don?
Continent. Oh, Helen Jane, I've got a globe here that I got for Christmas. It'd help me out with my geography and look for the continent.
Well, that's a nice globe, but it's a little lopsided, isn't it? The world's supposed to be round, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, then if I wanted to go east, I could get there by going west, couldn't I?
Yes, and you missed your vacation. You should have been a taxi cab driver, you know. Instead of that, you know what we're going to get? We're going to get Romeo and Juliet and some more conversation about your boyfriend a little later on. Right now, we're going to get When Did You Leave Heaven? I can just feel it coming on. As soon as Walter gives the downbeat, one, two, there it is.
I used to dream about angels, but then I never knew that I'd ever meet one, and such a sweet one, till I met you. When did you leave heaven? How could they let you go? How's everything in heaven? I'd like to know. Why did you trade heaven for all these earthly things? Where did you hide your halo? Where did you lose your wings? when you get back in. And if I miss you, would it be a sin? I'm only human, but you are so divine. When did you leave heaven, angel mine?
Poor little thing. There. Presenting the bright sayings of the kiddies from Bolster Bolster, my child is smarter than your child. Now, the first of the hilarious sayings of our refreshment clubbers comes to us from Baltimore, Mrs. J.R. She says, we have the cutest little set of twins you ever saw, Bob and Bill. I noticed the other day from the bedroom of the twin boys, there came the mingled sounds of loud weeping and hearty laughter. So their daddy went upstairs to investigate. He said, what's the matter up here? The two twins were laughing so, at least one of them was, and one of them was crying. And the one that was laughing looked at the brother that was crying, and he said, nothing's the matter. He said, only nurse has given me two baths and hasn't given him any. Thought it pretty funny at the time. Of course, if you've never had twins, you can tell. All right, here comes the second. Oh, that's enough. Come on, let's not go to extremes here. The second one comes to us from Mrs. Lena O'Brien of Meriden, Connecticut. Says, the other day, four-year-old Kathleen fell and bumped her head against the stove. Not yet. She started to cry, and I said to her, oh, come now, dear, be a good girl and laugh it off. A puzzled expression came over her face in an effort to understand what I had said. Then, with a sickly grin, she bravely laughed, heh, 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 and put her hand on her head and rubbed where the bump was, saying to me, gee, mother, I laughed, but the bump is still there. Well, it was so cute the way she said it. I just laughed for days. I was convulsed, no less. Oh. Here. These are funny, aren't they? The next one comes to us from Chicago. It's a funny thing about cute little Tommy McNeil. Oh, I see. Not yet. I'll tell you when. Tommy McNeil does the most embarrassing things as all children do. The other day at a party, his hostess said to him, do have some, pointing to some delicacy on the table. Little Tommy said, well, mother told me to say no, thank you, but I don't think she could have known how small the first helping was going to be. Well, I tell you, we were more embarrassed than you can imagine. Here's the last. Oh, stop. Here comes the last of the bright sayings from Mrs. Clara S. of Oakland, California. One night, little Kenneth, cute name, was disturbed in his sleep by an unquenchable thirst. He kept calling his mother upstairs to bring him a drink. After several trips, she said, now, Kenneth, if I come up there again, I'll spank you soundly. After a short interval, a small voice said, mother, when you come up to spank me, bring me a big glass of water. That's pretty good. Kenneth is certainly smart. All right, here, stop it, fellas. Don't get hysterical, please. Look out. Played too, Walter and boy. Hello, Clark.
Hello.
Well? What's the matter?
Well, I'm still kind of sore at you.
Why?
Oh, for fixing me up in that play.
Oh, shucks, let's let bygones be. Why, shucks, let's forget about it, huh? After all, I guess you weren't cut out to be an actor. I certainly wasn't cut out to be a coach. Do that.
I'm afraid you're right about both.
Yeah. I'll never be a producer, I guess. Oh, well. Let it go. Let's talk about the boys in the orchestra, shall we?
All right. You start.
All right. No use talking about ourselves anymore. Let's pick on them. Notice Ted Wheeler lately? He doesn't chew gum anymore. He lost it. Notice Kendall? Huh? Saxophone section, quite a boxer. He would be better if he wasn't so polite. Every time he hits an opponent, he always stops to say pardon the glove. Notice Spiegel? We can kid our club treasurer about taking his funds where he finds them and all that, but really, Al is as honest as Bill Krenz is long.
Oh.
Huh? All right, we talked about him enough. Now, supposing you sing, Clark.
All right.
What are you going to sing?
You're still mine in my dreams.
You still mad?
No.
Other arms may hold you tightly, but you're still mine in my dreams. Other eyes may shine more brightly, but you're still mine in my dreams. I may be out of sight and out of mind, among the souvenirs you left behind. Other lips may kiss you nightly, but you're still mine in my dreams. You left behind. Other lips may kiss you nightly, oh, but you're still mine in my dreams.
It's a rug dance for freshman clubbers. A rug dance. It's Tuesday. That's it. Grab a rug and begin. Here we go. Got your rug. That's it. All take a bigger rug. This is going to be a thrilling dance. Now you're doing it. Whirl, whirl, all over the front room. That's it. Whirl, whirl, whirl. This rug dance is called the orgy. If there's anyone in your family named Beth, you can have a lot of fun doing this rug dance. You know, orgy and Beth.
Dancer, you turned out to be. That was swell. Great exercise, isn't it? What it does to a dusty rug is nobody's business.
Not that your rugs are dusty.
No, dusty. Of course not. Bob Denton, you may have nothing to say about rug dances, but you did tell me you had a little word for the schoolboys and girls in our audience, didn't you?
Yes, I have, Don. More than likely, there are times when you mothers feel that the schoolboys and girls of your family don't exactly thirst for knowledge. But I'm sure you'll agree that they have a very definite thirst as well as appetite when they come home in the afternoon. So when they raid the pantry, why not let them enjoy a real treat with cold and frosty bottles of Coca-Cola from your refrigerator? Young people love the delicious taste of Coca-Cola. Its life and sparkle match the life and sparkle of youth. And everybody knows it is pure refreshment. Pure, wholesome, delicious. With cookies or peanut butter sandwiches or with crackers and cheese, ice-cold Coca-Cola makes an after-school snack truly refreshing. Try it. Get a six-bottle carton today, or let your own student body bring one home tomorrow. The handy carton is as easy to carry as a couple of books. All right, Don?
All right, Bob. Helen, Jane, how are you coming with this Romeo and Juliet with your boyfriend, Johnny, huh? How's it going?
Oh, Romeo and Juliet's out.
Out? What?
Well, I'm not going around with Johnny anymore, either.
Why is Romeo and Juliet off?
Oh, well, they went over the books after that last show Clark was in. They found that there was a deficit of $35, so they can't have any more shows.
Oh. And you're not going with Johnny anymore?
No.
All through with Johnny?
That's right.
Going back to your whole chest and your knitting?
That's right. Good
well,
old knitting.
Of all things. Memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with the lovely melody, All Through the Night. Many of our refreshment clubbers are shut-ins. They are the charter members of our refreshment club. Their only contact with the outside world is through radio, newspapers, and magazines. Yet they're very sincere. They have a grand outlook on life, most of them. But there's a new slant on shut-ins, furnished us in a little poem by one of our refreshment clubbers. Listen to this. Our hearts are touched with pity and sorrow for the shut-in with pain to bear. But what of the shut-in who looks after a shut-in and tends her with loving care? To one comes the neighbor with kindly gift and a story to lighten her woe, never stopping to give the littlest help to the one who needs it so. She is often shut in for many a day, having no time to call her own, freely giving her cheer and care and love, but always remaining at home. Just send her somewhere for an hour or two, for maybe the whole of the day. And when she returns, you'll all share her joy as she tells what she did while away. Oh, it's easy to lighten the burden of those who suffer so much all the while. But remember the shut-in who looks after a shut-in. And give her your sunniest smile. We like to give each member of our orchestra a chance to display his solo prowess at one time or another in our little gatherings here together. Sooner or later, I hope to interview the various members so you'll know them better. Now, you've heard this gentleman before at the Ivory. Wee Willie Krenz, as we call him, some 6 feet 4 inches tall and a swell piano player. Bill learned to play the piano on the New Hampshire, the Rock Island, the rock-bound coast of, well, it was somewhere along the Atlantic keyboard, anyway. But here he is with a doll medley for you today. Lonesome Little Doll, Doll Dancing the Wedding of the Painted Doll. Doll it up, Bill. Here's Clark Dennis to sing you a number from Cain and Mabel. That was the picture where the fellow said it takes a quarter of a second to wink your eye and a quarter of a month to explain it. No, that was the picture that I'll Sing You a Thousand Love Songs came from. That was it.
And I'll sing everyone. one, dear, for you. And I'll sing everyone dear for you.
Very nice, Clark. You know, one day in school, the teacher asked Walter Balthus to use the word omnivorous in a sentence. Walter said, "Omnivorous happy is when I'm eaten." Ever since that day, he's put in songs. I know there's truth in that, Walter. He's always putting in songs about something to eat. And he's got one today called Alabama Barbecue. That tells all about the way down there where they have those barbecues. I like barbecued rabbit myself. I like the rabbit fur, too, because it's so smooth. Of course, the rabbits are continually running through the brush. I can see why that is. Alabama Barbecue, boys. Freshman Club adjourns for today. Tomorrow at the same time, join us again with Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, the Ranch Boys, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss, and this is Don McNeil bidding you so long until tomorrow. Meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshments, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause a pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.